This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by CHS. I'm Riley Smith. The Thanksgiving table is made possible by America's farmers. We'll have more right after this.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
As Americans gather around the Thanksgiving holiday table, it's important to remember that many of the items we enjoy are grown right here in the U.S. Betty Resnick, an economist for the American Farm Bureau Federation, said specialty crops play a key role in the annual feast.
Cranberries, celery, potatoes and sweet potatoes, green beans and green peas, pumpkins and carrots. A lot of great specialty crops that make it to our Thanksgiving table. And it really just blew me away how American these products truly are. Products from each region of the country are going to be on our Thanksgiving table. And most of these products, a huge percentage of them, are domestically produced.
While our Thanksgiving favorites come from all across the country, there's one state that contributes heavily to the meal. And that state may surprise you.
California produces a lot of specialty crops, and that includes a lot of Thanksgiving specialty crops. But Wisconsin is like a secret superstar of our Thanksgiving table. Wisconsin is the country's top producer of cranberries and green beans, and also the third largest producer of green peas, potatoes, and carrots.
Resnick said our holiday meal is truly an American effort.
We're going to have products from each region of the country. States ranging from Massachusetts to Washington, Minnesota to Mississippi all ranked in the top three for at least one Thanksgiving product in our report. And over 15 states were represented as a top producer of at least one food item. So I think it's pretty incredible that food from literally every corner of our country is going to be on our plate. And I think that we can all be more appreciative of the farmers that grow our food this time of year.
For more information, visit fb.org/marketintel. Find this story and more on our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, go ahead and sign up for our daily e-newsletter to get those stories conveniently delivered to you every day. For the World of Agriculture, here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.